Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Nazir Lamed. We begin on Chav Tes Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. We left off with a story. The story related back to the halacha mentioned in the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis, which began with the words Ha'ish, Madir is B'noi B'Nazir. We learned that a father has the ability to impose Nazirus upon his young son. How young? Meaning, what's the cutoff point? Until when can a father do this? By the way, we have two perspectives on this halacha. This kayach of a father stems either from Adin Torah, halacha l'mesh misinai, or it's midrabanan within the context of chinuch. So that was the machlekas we had back on the Chav Tes. And then we had another machlekas concerning the cutoff point. Until when can a father do this? Rebbe says, well, when he turns adult, when he has shtei se'aris, he produces those two mature hairs, so he's already an adult, he's bar mitzvah, and that's the cutoff point. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's even earlier, even before that, a year prior to adulthood, that's called muflah ha-samach le'ish. Once he hits 12 years old, he has enough independence in terms of being able to create his own nedarim. He's no longer bound to his father in terms of nedarim and nazirus, which is a form of neder as well. So what happens once he hits that point? Father can no longer initiate this process. He cannot be madir as b'nei b'nazir. And furthermore, even if father already started nazirus in this fashion on behalf of his son, he was madir as b'nei b'nazir 2 weeks before, you know, we got to this cutoff point, and then this event arrives. He turns adult. The Nazirus sort of expires. He's no longer bound going forward. And we concluded the daf yesterday with a story of Rabbi Chanina as a youngster. So his father was madir him benazir, made him benazir. They approached Rabbi Gamliel. He was going to examine his state, his age, whether or not he reached, you know, adulthood, past which father cannot, you know, impose this nazirus. And Rabbi Chanina, as a child, responded with utmost sincerity. He says, look, why bother? Either this or that. Either or. Either it's my father's nazirus, that's if I'm young enough. Or, you know what, if I'm past that point, I'll do it on my own account. Either way, I'm a nazir, not to worry. Rabbi Gamliel, upon hearing this statement, was very impressed. And he prophesied that the child will end up being a leader, a moirah hara, and that's what happened. The Gemara today goes back and, you know, we'll try to analyze this declaration made by Rabbi Chanina as a child. Now he says, look, either I'm a child, do it on account of my father, if I'm already a gadol, then I'll be a nazir on account of myself. So, in terms of defining the term katan and gadol, we have two approaches. Rabbi's shita, which is before and post-adulthood. We have Rabbi Yasi, but Rabbi Yehuda, who learns katan and gadol differently. Pre and post the oinas nedarim, before 12 and past 12. Let's see how this brisa will work out, how this declaration, how this response of Rabbi Chanina as a child works according to both approaches. Remember, he said like this. He said, if I'm a katan, it's my father's nazirus being posed on me. If I'm a gadol, it's my own. Bishlemi l'Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Five lines from the bottom. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda de Amar, who tells us that the cutoff point is oinas nedarim, once you hit 12. Ache gael oinas nedarim. That explains the child's response. Haina dukamra. That explains what he said. Im katanani. If I'm prior to that point, I'm still 9, 10, 11. Eya bishvil abo. I'll be a nazir because of my father's commitment. And if I'm already a gadol, meaning I'm already 12 years old, not literal gadlos, but in the context of an adarim, I'm already independent-minded in terms of an adarim, then I'm committing myself on my own account. But according to Rebbe, who says adulthood is the cutoff point. So what was he saying? Look, if I'm a katan, the Gemara understands that, again, katan and gadol means in context of nadarim. Katan is pre-12 when he's still dependent upon his father for nadarim. And gadol is post-12 when he has that independence in terms of nadarim. So what did he say? If I'm pre-12, bishvil avo. If I'm past that point, I'm already 12 and up, then I'll be my own nazir. What do you mean? Elo le Rebbe de Amar Ashivash de Saris. According to Rebbe, that a father can impose nazirus on his son until he turns fully adult. So what did the child mean when he said, Vim gadolani, I'm ready, a gadol, which means, in terms of nadarm, I have already that independence, I'm 12 years old. I'll be my own nazir. That's not so. He's still bound to his father's nazirus because he's still pre-bar mitzvah. And bar mitzvah is the trigger point, a trigger date. He's still under his father's control and his father's jurisdiction in terms of nadarm. So Tosfos explains that the Gemara understood that katan and gadol, in the context of this discussion, pertains to, you know, the way it pertains to nadarim. I'm young enough where I cannot make my own nadarim. I'm not yet 12. Gadol means I'm old enough to make my own nadarim. But according to Rebbe, even when he's 12 years old and can still make his own nadarim, but until he turns bar mitzvah, father's nazir still applies. What was he saying? If I'm a gadol, I'll be my own. He's still his father's child at that point, in terms of nazirus. And the Gemara switches that. Ella, you're right. The Amar, Ahei Bishvil Abba, Ahei Bishvil Atzmi. We're switching it, meaning according to Rebbe, you're right, katan means before bar mitzvah, in which case he's under his father's control, in terms of everything and in terms of nadarim. And gadol means he's an adult, he's bar mitzvah. In which case, ehei bishvil atzmi, I'm committing myself. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, katan and gadol are the two sides of the oinas nedarim, before 12 and after 12. According to Rebbe, before adulthood, after adulthood. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question. Rabbi Hanina was trying to spare Rabbi Gamliel, you know, the effort, the exertion to be baidik him, why bother? Either way, I'm okay. Either I'm my father's child or I'm my own person. Either way, I'm a nazir. Don't check for the, you know, shtei saris. Don't worry if I'm an adult. How does that work? True. If it turns out that he was an adult before we started, if he's already an adult now, kaim benazirus delay. So truthfully, he's being his own nazir. Okay, that works. Ulubasayif, if it turns out that the Shtei Saris only arrived later, after he finished his 30-day nazirus, that's also fine. It's also safe territory. Why? Because Kayim bin Zirus Avo, in which case the nazirus which he observed prior to discovering the Shtei Saris, occurred when he was still a child under his father's control. Problem is, there's always a chance that the Shtei Saris surfaced right in the middle of his Nazirus. Nishtahin and Nishtaher. V'yaisi b'mitzi, but why wasn't he concerned about the chance, about the possibility of the Shtei Saris coming right in the middle of the 30 days? My, what happened? Then you're really stuck. Of course he had to check. Of course he had to confirm his status. How can he take such a chance? Right? Again, if the child's an adult already now, fine. So he's accepting the zeros upon himself. That's what he said. Either this or that. If he's still a youngster now, he'd become a gadol later. Okay, so it's on account of his father. But if it's right in the middle, half on this side of the border, half on the other side, that's not a true nazir. his father's kayach of Nazirus only extends until he becomes an adult, 2 weeks down the road, at which point it's over. It expires. So even if he picks it up and completes the next 2 weeks by his own account, on account of his own commitment, it's not going to connect. It's not going to be mitzarif. It's not one continuous experience. It's not one Nazirus. Says the Gemara, Nichal Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, this wouldn't be a kash. The Amar Shegel Oynas Nedarim, he says. Now, the cutoff point is Oynas Nedarim, 12 years old. So then, it can work. Because even if he turns 12 right in the middle of his 30 day Naziris, but he's not yet a real independent adult. Still a katan. So we can understand that the father's Naziris, which began before he turned 12, just continues into the 12th year as well. Even though theoretically he can make his own nether at this point, he has that independence, but once he started his father's Naziris, the Naziris which came on account of his father's commitment, once he's into that track, he just play it out till the end. So turning 12 doesn't obstruct that. Elo le Rebbe de Omar Shevash de Yisaris. According to Rebbe, that godless denotes adulthood. Michael Amemar, what are we going to do then if he turned adult right in the middle of his 30-day Naziris? The answer is you're right. Amri, the response to this question is le Rebbe le Katakanta, according to Rebbe Shita, there's no solution unless he keeps 60 days of Naziris. Then we know we're safe. Adi Yosef delay until he keeps 30 for himself on account of his own commitment. Yosef davui. And likewise, he finishes the full 30 term on account of his father. So basically what he had to do is keep on going. Finish first the first 30, just in case he's still, a katan. And then do another 30, just in case he turned a gadol right in the middle of that first 30, which pretty much disrupts it. So now he's going to keep another 30 on account of his own chiyuv. So basically, if you keep 60 from today going forward, you covered all the bases, all possibilities. Continues the mission. So we discussed that father-son connection. So in a related sense, we have Ha'ish Megaleach Al Naziris Aviv. Likewise, a son, an adult son who became a Nazir. Sometimes, a son can actually tap in to his father's Nazir fund, designated towards purchase of father's Karbanis Nazir, if he was a Nazir. Sometimes the son could tap into it if it's not needed by his father. Ve'in Ish Megalachas Al Nazirus Aviya, but a daughter can't do the same thing with her father's money. We'll see in the Gemara why this is so. Ketzad, how does this play out? This doesn't apply to all instances. It's a very limited, specific halach. Mishoya Aviv Nazir. So Mr. Father was a Nazir. Vehefresh Mois Setumim Al Nazirus saved up, put together a fund which was as yet undefined, individualized. It was just a general fluid fund towards the Karbonis of Naziris. Umeis, and he passes away, leaving it unused. V'amar, son gets up and says, you know what, I want to take over. Hareini Nazir, almanas shagaleh almois abba. I'll be a Nazir on condition I can tap into my father's Nazir fund. He can do that. That is the Tanakama's version of this halacha. Amar Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Hare elu yipulim andava. No. In this case, where his son just arrived on the scene after father's passing, you can't tap into that money. That money goes l'nadava, shipped to the Beis HaMikdash, used to purchase korbanos oila to keep the mizbeach active. Ein ze megalech al nizirus aviv. On this case, we don't apply the halacha of megalech al nizirus aviv. Ein ze hushe megalech al nizirus aviv. In which case, can a son tap into father's Nizirus fund? If it was a joint project between father and son, Mishayahu ve'aviv Nizirim, both father and son were Nizirim at the very same time. Hifresh aviv mois sutumim. Father went along and set aside some money. Lin zirusai, to provide for his karbonis. Umeis, and he passes away. Now, since it was sort of a joint experience, Zehu Shemgaleach on Zirus Avev, son can go and apply father's money towards his own karbonis. My timer, why do we say, you know, this works and only a son can use his father's money, not a daughter? Amar B'yechanan, Halachi B'nazir, actually it's Halachal Meshem Messina, it's very similar to Rabbi Yechanan back in the Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, with the Madar is B'nai, back over here, and Chav Hei, with Mois Tumim Nadava. So it's the third time Rabbi Yechanan presents us with the Halachal Meshem Messina, that in fact, yes, this is a system to be followed. And it only works by his son, who's taking over, but not by the daughter. Pshita, well, of course. Maimer, why do we need a, you know, halacha that a daughter can't tap into her father's money? She's not a legal heir. She's not a yoyrish. The ben yoyrish is aviv. Basley, we know that a son is yoyrish, his father, not a daughter. Of course she can't do the same that the son would do. She doesn't take over her father's estate. The answer is, we're speaking about a case that she's the only one on the scene. The Leslie Elabas, he only has a daughter. Perhaps I would say, Yerush and Gmirun. This concept applies to any Yerush. Kamash on the Chiddush is Halacha. No, Halacha tells us that it only pertains to a son and not a daughter. So it's sort of loosely related to the Halacha of Yerusha, but not entirely so. A son really takes over the father's situation and can tap into father's money to provide for his own Nizir's karbonis. Okay, so before we continue, let's take a step back. Let's look at the Mishnah again. Mishnah teaches us an interesting concept that a son can actually tap into his father's Nazir fund and apply it towards his own karbonis. But it's a limited halacha. It applies to a very specific circumstance. Now, interestingly enough, Tosfos has a different girsa. According to Tosfos' version of the Mishnah, Tanakama will tell us that this idea of a ish megaleach al nazirus aviv pertains specifically to a case where they both joined together. It was a joint father and son nazir experience. So both father and son were nazirim together, right, during their lifetime. And then father had set aside some money, passed away. Son can take over that fund and apply it towards his nazirus. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi seems to disagree. No. If it was during their lifetime, during father's lifetime, it doesn't work. It only pertains to a case where father was a nazir on his own, set aside some money. He was mace. Son gets up and says, I'll be a nazir on condition that I can use my father's money. That's when we apply this halach. Okay, let's proceed. Iboilu, the Bnei HaYeshiva wanted to know as follows. Is there really a machlekes in this Mishnah? Or is Rabbi Yossi just explaining the Tanakhama? Pligi Rabbanon alei de Rabbi Yossi. Are the Rabbanon actually disagreeing with him? Oilei pligi, or perhaps there is no machlekes. Vim tim tzolim a pligi, if there is a machlekes, to what extent? Are they just sort of adding? Or are they switching it around? Aresha? Are they arguing on his first point? So Rabbi Yossi was the one who said, well, you don't apply this halacha when they were Nazirim, you know, concurrently at the same time during father's lifetime. No, that's not when you say this halacha. Chachamim disagree. Even then, do we apply this halacha? That's one possibility. So the Chachamim apply the halacha in both situations, lifetime and le'achar misa. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it only works if son stepped into the picture after father's passing. That's one approach. Oh yeah, seifa. Or perhaps it goes a step further. The Tanakhama actually reverses the halacha. We say one and you say the other. When we say this way, it's not your way. We hold it's only me'echayim, but not la'achar misa, as opposed to you, who holds just the opposite. It only works when son steps in la'achar misa, but not mechayim. All right, so two ways to look at it. Again, we have a Mishnah where father set aside money, son is going to pick up that fund and use it towards his own naziris. Tanakhama speaks about them both being Nazir at the same time, and then father passes away, son picks up the fund. Rabbi Yossi says, no. It only works if son walked in after father's passing. Now, what does Tanakhama hold? Only Michay and not Lachar Misa, or it applies to both situations? Tashma, we're going to prove that Tanakhama holds, it applies to all situations. Whether a son joined father during his lifetime, or son came after father's passing. In what case do we say a son can actually use father's money to sponsor his karbanis? This is Rabbi Yossi speaking. Aviv Nazir. Father was a Nazir. If Rishavis, Aviv Mois and Zerusa, father set aside a Nazir fund towards sponsorship of his karbanis, Nazir remains and he passes away, but Omar and son walks into the picture and he says, you know what, I want to be a Nazir. I want to sort of perpetuate his good deeds. But Omar, Hareini Nazir, I'll be a Nazir, Al Manas, unconditioned I can use my father's sponsorship. Hareini Nazir, Al Manas, Shegaleich Al Mois Abba. Zehu, this is the only instance, Shemigaleich Al Mois Abba, that his son indeed can use father's money. This is Rabbi Yossi speaking, okay? Acham, Lacham, Misa only. As opposed to a case where both father and son were Nazirim at the same time, and father set aside money towards purchase of his karbanis, so Mason, he passes away. No. In this case, son cannot pick that up. So, going to Rabbi Yossi, it's specific to Lachar Misa. But the Rabbanon disagree. They hold that it applies to this case as well. Lezer, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Amru. No, Zehu Shem Galech Al Mois Aviv. It applies to this case as well. So according to the Chachamim here, you could be Megalech Al Zirus Aviv, whether they were Nazirim at the same time, or whether son walked in La'achar Misa, you can pick up and use your father's Nazir fund towards your karbanis. Boy, Rav, here comes an interesting question. So son can use father's money. And we explained before, it's loosely related to the concept of Yerusha. But how closely related is it? Is it really going to follow the, is it going to be packaged like Yerusha or not? Boy, Rav. Let's say he has two sons. Father left behind two sons, are both Nazirim. How does it work now? Do we have the Halachal Meshur Misina, which teaches us that first one in wins? Called the Kadim. Migaleach. Called the Kadim. Galach. Whatever the Gersa is, the point is, first one in wins. So the first fellow who took the money, he gets it. Or shall we say, well, it's like Yerusha. You can't grab it. There's a system to follow. Yerusha, Gemirinla. It was taught like Yerusha. It's packaged like Yerusha. Upal Gahavi. Two sons, well, 50-50, like Yerusha. But Yerava furthermore asked Rava. Bechara Pashut Mai. Typically we know a firstborn gets a double portion. So we have a Bechar. We have a ordinary son, a Pashut. Mai. How do they allocate this fund? Well, is it, just halacha meshur misinai? The son can tap into father's money. It's not really technically a yerusha. Therefore, his right, his access to this fund for use towards his giluach, it's just according to what he took, meaning it's not necessarily going to follow the guidelines of Yerusha with the double portion for the Bukhar. No. Or it is Yerusha. We treat it like a regular inheritance. Just like a Bukhar gets double pay by Yerusha. Here as well, by Giluach, Al Mois Abba, he'll get double pay. If we follow this route, that it's meant to pattern the model of Yerusha, and he gets for his geluach the same that he would get as a Yerusha, well, maybe it's limited to Ubechulin hu de isle pishnayim. It only works if it's chulin, the way Tosis explains. Only if father, set aside money, linazirus. So he didn't yet make it really hegdish. He didn't call it hegdish. So he treated it like, mundane possessions. The bechar gets double. Fine. Aval behegdish loy. But if he actually labeled it, he said this is going to be lekarbonis nizirusi. Father did, right? So he made it like hegdish. Perhaps there we can't really model Yerusha. It's a different story. Idilma, or perhaps we apply it as well. Kiven the koner le geluach leishna. Since the son is acquiring this fund for the sake of his geluach, so again we treat it like a regular Yerusha, and it's irrelevant of how it was labeled, whether it was called the nezirus or the carbon. Bottom line is, it's coming from the father. We treat it like Yerusha. That's how we package this halacha, and all the halachas of Yerusha apply. We're not sure. Furthermore, says the Gemara, here comes another question. Aviv nazir oilam, hu nazir stam. We know there are different types of nazirus, different brands. Father was a certain type. He was a lifetime nazir. And the son wasn't as committed. He committed to a regular, standard 30-day nazirus. Can he use father's money for his own nazirus now? Aviv nazir stam, hu nazir oilam. What about the other way around? Father was just a standard nazir, and he decided to really pick it up in serious fashion, a lifetime nazir. May, in this case, can he use father's money or not? Ki gmir in hilchasa b'stam nazirus. The halacha mishum sinai applies only when they're both in stam nazirus. Or it doesn't really matter. Bottom line is, they're both nazir. Fintim tzalaymar hachi idiv idi nazirus tahara. And if you'll tell me, well, in this case, since both father and son were involved in nazirus tahara, doesn't matter if it's a short nazirus or a long nazirus. It's of the same type, and money can be transferred from one to the other. What about Boy Ravashi? Says Ravashi, Aviv nazir tamei, v'u nazir tar. What if father, set aside money for karbonis when he became tamei? And he, son, is now a nazir tar. Can he use those funds? Aviv nazir tar, v'u nazir tamei. The other way around. Father was a nazir tar and set aside money for his karbonis, standard karbonis. Son became a nazir tamei. My, can he use that fund? Take it, we'll leave it unresolved. Hadron Allah, Misha Amar. Okay, let's briefly recap today's daf. We had a story of Rabbi Chanina as a child, whose father imposed nazirus on him. They came to Rav Gamliel to check him out. Chanina says, don't worry, either way I'm okay. Either I'm my father's child, I'll be a nazir on account of him, or I'll just accept it upon myself. He was very impressed with the child's sincerity. He promised he'll be a Moira Heira. He ended up being a great leader. The Gemara worked out the story based on the various shittos in terms of the cutoff point of father's jurisdiction. Is it Shtei Saris or Oinas Nitar? Proceeded to the Mishnah of a son being Megaleach. Megaleach here means he's going to sponsor his karbonis at the end of his Nazirus by using his father's Nazirus money. Only works by the Ish, not by the Isha. Quote Rabbi Yechon, it's halachah l'mishum misina, which is sort of lightly patterned after the Yerusha model. We have two possible scenarios. Father and son were both Nazirim at the same time. Father passed away, son wants to pick up the fund, or father was a Nazir, passed away now. Son steps in, becomes a Nazir on account of his father's money. Quote Rabbi Yossi only works in that lifetime situation. According to the Rabbanan, it works in both types of situations. How closely is it meant to pattern? Is it meant to model Yerusha? What happens if the two sons? What happens if there's a Bechar and a Pashut? What happens if the father and son undertook slightly different types of Nazirus? He was a Stam, he was an Olam. What if one is Tar, one is Tamei? On all these questions, we leave off with Teiko. Tishbi Yataris Kushis Vabayis Bekarav Yemeinu Amin. All the best to you, Hatzlacha Rabba, Psuras Tovas Aleinu, Al Kol Yisrael, Gemar Chasima Tovah.